Rabbi Elimeir Bloch in the sixth parsha takes note of this idea that we put six shvatim on one mountain, six shvatim on the other mountain, and the Levim face towards one and they say the bracha, and they face to the other and they say the klala. Everybody answers amen. So at the end of the day, the bracha is applied to everybody and the klala is applied to everybody. The amen is acceptance for both sides. So what exactly is this specific idea of putting six shvatim on the mountain of Har Gerizim and six shvatim on the Har Evo? What is the practical difference? So he suggests the following. We know that there is a midah called Chesed, there's a midah called Gevura. Avraham Avinu was the midah of Chesed, and Yitzchak Avinu was the midah of Gevura. Chesed, in the sense of how we relate to Klal Yisrael, would be we see the strengths of Klal Yisrael. We look at them with an eye and toivo. We try and work with love and reaching out to people and being mechazik them. Gevura is we see the areas of weakness and we point it out and we try and strengthen and we try and overcome, and we take the hard road sometimes of saying the difficult things that have to be said. The Russian takes different shvatim and gives them different paths in the world. Some shvatim, their path is the meat of chesed. Their avoida is to see the positive, to be mechazik the positive and strengthen it. There are certain shvatim which their meat is, we need people who can get up and say the emes and say the truth, even though it's uncomfortable, and take a stand, even though they're going to feel isolated, and have that strength to do that. So that's the meat of gevura. In the middle, you have the kahanim and the levim. So the third meat is the meat of Tiferes. Tiferes is the glory of something is when it has a balance in it. Something which is asymmetrical doesn't have the Tiferes that it's supposed to have. It doesn't have the beauty that it's supposed to have because it's off kilter. Having the balance of seeing being able to use the meat of Chesed at the right time and using the meat of Gevura at the right time is glorious. It's Tiferes. Yaakov Avinu takes the strength of Avraham Avinu, and he's able to reach out, he's able to connect, he's able to develop, build a family and raise them with the necessary avod that they need to feel. He's able to take a stand when they do something wrong and give them teuchacha and correct them. He's able to take a stand against an Esav, against a Lavan. See, he has both midas in him. The midah which allows somebody to be able to do that, to get the right balance, because if you have both midahs, when you use the wrong one at the wrong time, you didn't just made it worse. That when you use chesed, when you need to use gevura, when you use gevura, when you need to use chesed, you're really a mess. At least a person who's just chesed gets it right half of the time, and a person who's just gevura gets it right half of the time. This person can get it wrong all the time. How do you know when to apply it? So Yaakov Avinu is also the meat of Torah. So the Kahanim and Levim, which represent the meat of Torah, which is the balance of chesed and gevura brought together to create something greater than itself. Chesed alone cannot create it, gevura alone cannot create it, but gevura and chesed together can create what a human being is supposed to be. And that's what the Torah gives us, is the correct balance of when to use what. So the Kahanim and Levim, which represent the Koach of Torah, they are the ones which are in the middle. And they join both sides together with the Amen. So the person who was Mita is Chesed understands he needs to listen to the person who has the Mita of Gevura. And the person who has the Mita of Gevura understands he has to listen to the person who has the Mita of Chesed. And that together they can create something which is greater than themselves. And without having both, it's not going to work. So having that person in the middle who's able to get that message across to both sides allows each side to bring its strength to the table and to accomplish together something greater than they would have been able to accomplish otherwise. And that's how Rabbi Elimeir understands the idea of the arrangements of the Shvatim and the Kahanim and Levim in the middle. Have a good Shabbos.